Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life of a Montana rancher. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Northern Cheyenne rancher Sterling Small pays the price for decisions he made last summer. Sterling's banker has a favorite saying. It's this: your first loss is your best loss. What he means is, you're better off taking a small loss, a couple or a few bucks, before it becomes a big loss, a few hundred or a few thousand. At 34, Sterling knows this. He knows this deeply and sincerely, and yet he doesn't always practice it.
You know, I'm a beginning farmer. You know, we kind of play it by ear, just kind of figure it out as I go.
Take what happened last summer. Sterling didn't like the calf prices at a video auction early in the season, the first loss, so he held on to them, only to regret that decision.
Basically, for example, last year I sold my calves. The first sale in, I guess it was June or July there, and then I no-sailed them. I went to sell them, then I no-sailed them on the video. The following month, I went to sell them again. I sold them for less money than I no-sailed them for at the first sale.
Unfortunately, some lessons have to be learned again and again, like planting barley this spring. Sterling's uncle Blaine came from Lodgegrass to do the job with his big equipment, but when he arrived, he found Sterling's fields overgrown with weeds, grass, and volunteer forage, that's random self-seeding plants from past seasons. They were a mess. Of course, there was a reason.
Well, last summer I was with the calf prices in the cattle market was down, and so I was having trouble just even trying to make payments, so I didn't have the money to have that farmer. I thought I could get by.
Sterling didn't want to shell out the cash to get Blaine to work the ground one or more times to prep it for spring planting many months in the future. Farmers either turn their cropland over after harvest for summer fallow, basically preparing it to grow nothing the next season and let it rest, or, more common, for chem fallow, spraying fields with glyphosate or another chemical to kill weeds. Instead, Sterling hedged.
I tried to be cheap, and in the long run, it cost me. I ended up having to go over that ground like I was supposed to, so.
Sterling recognized his error, what his banker would call his first loss, a few bucks to work the ground. But he couldn't do anything about it. The steady rain that fell this spring blocked him from getting into the fields to deal with the weeds before his uncle turned up, which he did about a nanosecond after the rain quit.
The problem with out here where we're at is it always rains, and then you're trying to get your seed into the ground. And so he was in such a hurry that I didn't even have time to spray it because he had to go on to his get on to his next job. And you only have so much planting season, you had time to plant. And so I didn't get a chance to spray it either just because of the rain. And then as soon as it was finished raining, he was ready to start working the ground.
When Blaine got there, he was all business. He had farms all over the reservation, including his own, to plant, and he had no time to spare, lest the rain start up again.
It just didn't work up as good as it should have, and he had to go over it a couple more times. He plowed it with a disc, and then he took another piece of equipment over it, and then he had to take a third piece of equipment. It's called a roller packer, and they're big, big packing wheels that break the ground up and smooth it and make it flat, create that seed bed. And so that seed bed's important for production, and just to get that seed germinated, it's got to have a nice little place to do it at.
His first loss, long gone, Sterling hemorrhaged cash to pay Blaine to seed the barley he'll use to feed his cows next winter.
I would have been money ahead just to go ahead and do it the right way and summer fall it last year, and then even possibly get a spray on it this spring. So because then he charges me for every acre, of course, and he had to end up doing it a couple extra times. So yeah, it was a good lesson learned. My banker always tells me, your first loss is your best loss. And he's been proving me right just about every time.
Next week, Sterling keeps trying to heed the advice of his banker, but not before a big loss.
Field Days is hosted by Sarah Brown and produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. For more information, visit our website, ypradio.org.